In baseball in America, we have the cleanup batter, they call it, who bats fourth, the last batter, in case the bases are loaded, and he can hit a grand slam. So that doesn't mean anything to you, don't worry. But
cricket.
All right. Unfortunately, I can't make a cricket analogy because I don't know anything about it. However, His Holiness Giri Rajaswami, we've asked him, and he's requested to bat cleanup today. And Ritatvaj Swami Maharaj has asked to be the penultimate speaker, so he'll go right before Giriraj Swami Maharaj. So I'm going to make a few comments. Oma jnanati medandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam dena tasmai shri garve nama jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda sri advaita gadadhara shivasadi gaura bhaktavinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gopremanande Haribo. In the Damodar Leela, Mother Yashoda chases after baby Krishna to bind him with some rope, to protect him, basically, from running wild. And as she ties him up, or tries to tie him up, she notices that the rope is 2 inches too short, and she adds more rope, and it's still 2 inches too short, and her friends, neighboring friends, begin to add rope to her collection, and she includes that, and still the rope is 2 inches too short in tying Krishna. And finally, Krishna agrees to be tied by the rope. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has said that when Krishna saw that Mother Yashoda was perspiring, and he showed compassion on her, he allowed himself to be tied up. And therefore he notes that these 2 inches are significant. 1 inch means our personal endeavor, the perspiration, the hard work it takes to move forward in Krishna consciousness, to wake up every day and begin again, even though the mind has to be reset every morning. It's not the same mind it was the night before. And where did it all go? And from season to season, and from one calamity to the next, which is inevitable in the material world, because there are so many changing, shifting sands here, we're bound to run into all kinds of difficulties. One must go on with one's Krishna consciousness. And throughout the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that this is the hallmark of an advanced devotee, that despite the changing seasons and the changing mind, one goes on with devotional service. This requires perspiration, difficult, a struggle at some times. And when Krishna sees that's there, he also gives his mercy. And we've seen that in the development of this community. Every day there's some challenge, every week there's some challenge, every month there's some challenge, but it's a blissful challenge because we know that we're properly aligned. We're doing our work as a dedication to our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So it's all worth it. And we feel in that also the how Krishna is meeting us, that other inch. And constantly, as we give our endeavor, he comes forward to show us something miraculous that we never saw before and we didn't know where it came from. And therefore, the whole process of Krishna consciousness and developing together as a community has been miraculous and amazing at every step. Albeit a struggle at some times because of the nature of this world, the nature of the mind, and the nature of social intercourse, the very fact that we have to work together. It's much easier just to work by yourself or do something independently. In fact, sometimes I tell devotees who are concerned about the level of difficulty of working together as a team sometimes, that in previous ages, sages would go to the forest and they would surround themselves by freezing cold water in the winter and burning hot fires in the summer, and they would sit there and tolerate for the sake of detaching themselves from the body. But I say in this day and age, as is our mandate, cooperating for the sake of pushing on the Sankirtan movement is a much more difficult austerity sometimes than sitting in cold water or sitting in fire. But a necessary one, because it is the mandate of our previous acharyas to somehow or other find unity and diversity and to cooperate together for the movement, for the sake of the movement. And I've been particularly interested lately in noticing how much Prabhupada emphasizes the Sankirtan movement. And movement means somebody has to move. And it means that there's work to be done. And within that, there's advancement in devotional service. The hard work that it takes to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, to work together, to place orders for books, this whole exercise of building this temple, in fact, even finding the temple after looking at maybe 100 places. Is that exaggeration? A little bit of exaggeration. Okay, 72. And worrying about each one of them. Every one of them was a concern, because is it big enough? Does it have the right things? It's way too expensive. We don't have the money. Where's the money going to come from? And so forth. These things led to lots and lots of conversations, sleepless nights and so forth. How did it all happen? Because we stuck together and we kept trying. This is what a movement is made up of. Devotees who stick together and they keep trying for the sake of the movement. And within that, there's advancement in devotional service internally, miraculously. In the Chaitanya Chandamrita by Prabodhananda Saraswati, there's a statement by that great acharya that when one serves the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then naturally love for Radha and Krishna begins to flood the heart. And in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, Doyal Nitaite Chaitanya Bole Nachare Armar Man, he says, Eshe Brindaban Radhe Sham Bhabe Darshan. Gora Kripa Hale Hai. If you get the mercy of Lord Gauranga, then at the end that you'll see Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada says that in a commentary to one of Narottam Das Thakur's songs, that if one dives in the ocean of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which he exemplified by his hard work of starting the Krishna consciousness movement, then one will emerge on the shore of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So this working together for the sake of the movement leads to higher stages of devotion. It leads to Vrindavan. It is the path of success, as exemplified by Srila Prabhupada. And also, the forming of a community was shown by Srila Madhavendra Puri. I'm always impressed by the story of how he discovered Gopal, who revealed himself to Madhavendra Puri in a dream, and then Madhavendra Puri revealed to the townspeople where he was located in the brush, and they dug him out. He had been hidden there because a Muslim attacks had prompted the pujaris to hide him in the bushes. And when he was brought out and the worship started, then people came forward and offered a place for him to stay. Pujaris emerged from Bengal, and he employed them in worshiping the deity. Everyone wanted to offer something for the deity. Very soon a magnificent temple had emerged, and it was built around Sri Gopal. And I see that in the building of our community, that as we faithfully try to follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, at the same time maintain the Pantrakshika Vidhi, which he also emphasized. He did both. He said, spread Krishna consciousness and have deity worship. And the two together, he said, are like tracks that a train runs on. And as we do that, we see so many facilities coming forward by Krishna's arrangement, and we can't do anything else but depend on him for these types of things. It's not a normal type of business. And we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada, this is also fascinating to me, how movements start. What is it that starts a movement? Somebody has to be really motivated within the heart to make it go, because it starts with one person who has an intense desire. And it's like a little fire that jumps and catches and then grows. And from the heart of Srila Prabhupada, who was determined to spread the Krishna consciousness movement and came to America and went by himself shop to shop to present his books and went to the park by himself to sit down and chant, and who said later that, I didn't go to the Thompson Square Park to attract a crowd, I went to glorify Krishna. And look at the result. It was the emanation from his heart, that intense and sincere desire to fulfill the order of the spiritual master, which conflagrated and which caught on. That's what caught on, and that's what catches on. It has to be the desire within the heart of the devotee that becomes externalized and spreads. So, more than anything, what's required is integrity. Required for what? For advancement in spiritual life and for the advancement of a community. As a community is made up of individuals, and we depend on one another so much. In fact, we've felt the heartbreak of times when devotees in our community have separated from the community, and then we all feel it. It's a heavy-heartedness when someone's faith goes in a different direction. And at the same time, we're nourished by the devotees that we see coming to do their service day in and day out because of their sincere and intense faith within their heart. And to maintain such steadiness, which is the hallmark of an advanced devotee, verifiable hallmark of and symptom of an advanced devotee. There are many symptoms which are not verifiable, but steadiness is, requires integrity, which means that each devotee is responsible within him or herself to maintain an impeccable standard of devotional service, particularly four regulative principles, chanting of 16 rounds with an eagerness to pay close attention to the holy name, and to fortify the intelligence on a daily basis by hearing from Srila Prabhupada's books. That's what actually makes a community, and that's what makes a movement. Because the movement in Krishna consciousness is based on Ananda. Radhanath Maharaj once told me, when I was venting to him about the rigors of management, he said, above all, you must be blissful. He said, this is your main duty in life. As a manager, you must remain blissful. Because, he said, our movement runs on Ananda. This is what it runs on. It runs on Ananda. And one tiny little trace of Ananda can spread. And vice versa. Some faith diverted or lack of integrity also can infect others. So we live in an environment in which we are very much susceptible to the condition of the hearts of others, and we have to remain daily vigilant to protect our own hearts, to make sure that we're fortified moving forward in Krishna consciousness, and checking the spiritual health of the community in general to make sure that devotees are getting what they need, that they're feeling happiness, and that they're advancing in Krishna consciousness. So, I'm particularly impressed to see these paintings on the wall. These were painted at the time when Srila Prabhupada was present. He oversaw their painting. He looked at each one of them. They had been waiting for us in the archives at the BBT. And Jagarini and Dhriti went and picked out many of the paintings that the BBT allowed us to take. And I'm particularly impressed because it makes me feel as if Prabhupada is blessing us and this entire project, and Krishna is blessing this entire project by manifesting in these forms, and many other forms, but this is very representative of the feeling of this temple, how it's all coming together by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and based on the sincere desire and integrity within the heart of all the devotees in the community. So I thank everyone here who's given their life, who has sacrificed to see the progress of this temple. And I thank all the visiting Vaishnavas in whom we see the reflection of our work. And when we see the smiles on your faces and the words, hear the words of encouragement coming from you, we feel so satisfied that we've been able to stay here, participate in the Sankirtan movement, and attract your attention and your association. And we thank you deeply for that. Go Premanande Aribo!